O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 1, verses 21 through 27. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Live is Christ by Ben MacDonald, Casey Brown, David Frey, and Jonathan Smith. The tone of this song is insistent with driving piano chords and consistent percussion. The chorus erupts with full band and relentless vocals. The proclamation that, "For me, to live is Christ, to die is gain," does not translate here as a resigned whisper, but as a triumphant shout.
If I rise, let me rise on you, not on all of my successes, my esteem or my pursuits. If I lose, let me lose my life, 'cause if I belong to Jesus, the flesh is crucified. For me to live is Christ, for me to live is Christ, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. If I grow, for me to live is Christ, for me to live is Christ, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I'll never be the same, I'll never be the same, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Philippians 1, verses 21 through 27. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. If I am hard-pressed between the two, my desire is to depart and to be with Christ, for that is far better. but to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all, for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
Think of times you've been on the horns of a dilemma, torn between two options. Sometimes it's trivial things, such as what restaurant you'll choose for dinner. Going to one rules out the other, at least for that evening. Some decisions are far more significant. My in-laws recently decided to uproot from decades in Texas to move to Idaho to be with their daughter, my son, and their family. Paul presents a massive choice between two options. He will either die at the hands of the Roman authorities who'd imprison him for preaching Christ, or remain alive. Between those two options, Paul feels torn and hard-pressed. Should I remain in the flesh in this world, or go be with Christ? He views it as a win-win. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain, he says in verse 21. I desire to depart and be with Christ. Now, when the believer dies, her soul is with Christ, awaiting her new resurrected body, patterned after the resurrection of Jesus' own body. So says 1 Corinthians 15. So when a believer dies, she is with Christ, waiting for the final resurrection. Now, Paul doesn't have a death wish, hoping to escape this world's trials. He's robust and ready to return to work. But most of all, he deeply loves his Savior, who loved him and gave himself for him. As one writer said, overwhelmed by his majesty, goodness, and forgiveness, Paul can see no reason for being except to be for Christ. And so he says, being with Christ is far better. And what a beautiful, courageous perspective this is in a world that's petrified of dying. If, on the other hand, Paul says, I remain in the flesh and stay in this mortal frame, then that would mean more fruitful labor. And it is better for you, he says to the Philippians, that I remain. He wants to see them progress in joy and faith, knowing that he plays an essential role in their growth in Christ. Now, too often for us, it's to live as Christ plus my career, travel, family, comforts, hobbies, house, and health. Now, God gives those gifts, but we should love and enjoy them in light of knowing and gaining Christ. So often we make this life with its pleasures and measurables everything, whereas Paul echoed the psalmist when he basically said, Christ's love is better than life. Now, he had a unique calling as a single man who could dedicate his life to ministry, and yet God also wants to use us to help others grow in their faith. Liz and I played with our 2-year-old grandson Lenny last weekend, and then we read him a short Bible story and prayed for him. While we are here in this life, God wants to use us in big but also small yet significant ways. And so I encourage you to pray, Father, help me to make Paul's motto my own. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Let's close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. Eternal God, we bless you for all people, holy and humble of heart, who served you here, of whom also you did make trial and found them worthy of yourself. Happy are the souls who, being loosed from the earthly prison, go freely into heaven, there to behold their dearest Lord face to face, and are no more disquieted by any fear of death, but rejoice in glory everlasting. And we ask you so to guide and defend us, that finally we may attain to that glory and to the gladsome praises of your Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and forevermore. Amen.